And welcome into a Thursday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Bears week rolls along here at Everbank. 4:05 Sunday, the Bears in town to take on the Jaguars. Practice continued today. Some of the same injuries. Lauren Robinson out, Daryl Smith out, but a little bit of a return now for George Selvey. Maybe some depth coming on the defensive line soon, right?
Yeah, Selvey, defensive end, it looked like in training camp he was working his way into the rotation, got hurt. He now has been limited in practice twice this week. That's a step up from before. Usually around here, you practice a little bit 1 week, come back full after that. So it looks like he'll be back after the bye to provide some depth at minimum.
About that defensive line, 2 sacks in the first game of the year, and that's it.
Yeah.
The worst total in the NFL. A lot of folks around here in this building this week feel this could be the week where they break through against the Bears' offensive line. What do you think?
Well, they need to. If you go 3 games without a sack, it puts everything else, puts a lot of pressure on the rest of the defense. I don't think you're going to see this team blitz very much. It's still going to come back to winning one-on-one battles up front. This is not a team that believes in putting its secondary on an island. I'd hear one player tell it this week. They just don't like having the whole defense depend on one player, which is what happens when you bring a lot of blitzes. So I think they'll continue to keep doing what they're trying to do, and they've got to win some one-on-one matchups up front.
And without blitzing, it's all about the defensive line getting pressure, and here's what some of the linemen said today.
We've been working on our coordinated rush. And, that's what we've been lacking. You know, nobody lacks ability to get to the passer. Nobody lacks really anything. All we're lacking is communication and coordination. And those are the key factors in order to rush the passer.
You know, our job is to push the pocket. Their job is to get up the field. And you know, once we get cohesive on that and, you know where guys are going to be, you know, we'll get the sacks. We just got to be patient and, you know, work together. You know, everybody wants to go out there and get sacks. That's what D-linemen want to do. But, you know, if you're working individually, you're not going to get there. So, you know, we just got to be coordinated and, you know, things will work out.
One of those defensive linemen with a little bit of pressure is second-round draft pick Andre Branch. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's fair or not for a rookie.
It's probably not, but the NFL isn't fair. You know, Right. Fans want more out of this guy. They heard all training camp that he was going to be a pass rush force. Realistically, he's a rookie, which means rookies in the NFL, defensive end, often start very slow. Jason Pierre-Paul, 11th game, had his first sack. Mm-hmm. Dwight Freeney, who I covered in Indy, he didn't even start till the second half of his rookie year. So it's not unusual to have a slow start. Andre has had some pressures. He forced the interception against Cincinnati last week early in the game. So if he can keep doing that, the sack numbers are going to come, and I think you're going to get production off that side of the end.
Let's talk pass rushers now, but go on the other side. Mm-hmm. Julius Peppers was a pretty good rookie too, wasn't he?
Yeah, good. it's safe to say rookie of the year. I think he had double digits.
Sure.
So it can happen, but you're going to start slow.
And that's the big matchup on the other side of the ball. Peppers on the right end for the Bears against left tackle Eugene Monroe. This is the kind of a matchup Eugene's relatively used to now.
Sure.
He crushed Jared Allen in week one, and if Peppers doesn't move around much, it should be the matchup most of the day.
Right, and I think he will move around a lot. That is the MO. But he is more comfortable rushing off that side, so you're going to see some one-on-one matchups there. It's always interesting to talk to Eugene, which I did today, in the week where he's getting ready to play a good defensive end, because he really doesn't spend a whole lot of time worried about Jared Allen or is it Julius Peppers. Mm-hmm. He's concerned more about having his technique right. He said early in his career he did worry about that kind of thing, and he found out it did him no good. So he's going to prepare like he usually prepares. So far this year, that's been enough. He's one of the best left tackles in the NFL.
Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, JP.
We'll wrap up the week, get you caught up on the latest news before the Bears and the Jaguars tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.